Now, you have also called for the protection of terminally ill workers in the sense that you say they should be granted a protected employment status under EU law. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, this is a campaign I'm getting involved with a number of MEPs here in the Parliament. Terminally ill workers, we don't know how many of them are in the workplace across Europe or indeed in Ireland for that matter, but we do know from patients groups and from advocates groups that there are some patients who have a terminal illness but may want to work. They may have a 3-year, 5-year or even a longer prognosis, but that doesn't mean that they don't have the capacity to work. They do have, and they want to work, they want to contribute, they want to do it for their own mental well-being, from a social point of view, and also they want to do it, most importantly, from an economic point of view. Now, there are some very good employers there who are very supportive of their employees, but there is no protection under EU law for a worker who is terminally ill, and we want to ensure that that legislation is put in place to protect those workers, to give them rights similar to pregnant worker. A pregnant worker has particular rights if they need time to visit consultants or doctors, or if there's any particular issue in their pregnancy, or indeed during their post maternity leave for a particular period as well. So we want similar rights for those workers that are terminally ill. I've been looking at this area for a while. I'm on the Employment and Social Affairs Committee, and last year in our budget proposals we asked the Commission to provide funding to gather data in this area. Particularly, we'd ask for a breast cancer and a particular tumour, and there are many women out there who have metastatic, that's advanced breast cancer, that they're not going to, that is terminal for them, but to see what figures we have, so that we can, because you cannot prepare policy or develop policy really fully until you have the stats and the data. So the Commission was receptive to it, but we're going to be pushing it again this year in our budget proposals and get more support from MEPs, from cross-party MEPs.
But who would actually end up paying a worker who might be permanently out of work because they have an illness that maybe means they can't actually go to work? Is it their original employer, or would this be a state-funded initiative?
Well, if they're working, they'll be paid by their employer. There's also a provision where they could get partial payment if they're working part-time. But if they're not working, they're not paid by the employer. They're either illness benefit or they're finished work completely and they're on disability benefit or whatever payment they may have. They may have had illness cover themselves. So if they're not working, it doesn't become an issue. It's only an issue for employers when they're working with them. And I think I've spoken to a number of employers about this, and those that have signed a charter that they want to support this because they think it's positive for them and their employees, their other employees as well, to see that that they're working within a caring work environment. Now, I recognise it'll be difficult for smaller employees. Nonetheless, I think it's something very worthwhile because workers, you know, they have something to contribute. They shouldn't be just cast aside, but they really have something to contribute, and they want to continue to contribute, and as well the workforce benefits from their years of experience.